Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome to Jumping Bomb Audio.
Hello and welcome back to Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. It's our 125th episode here at Jumping Bomb Audio. And as always, it's me, Taylor, here with my good friend and co-host, Kelly. Kelly, are you ready for this Joshi Mania preview episode?
I am so ready for the Joshi Mania preview.
We are going to be talking a lot of previews. There wasn't a ton of wrestling going on in the last 2 weeks, but there's a ton of wrestling coming up in the next 2 weeks, including, here's a little tease for later in the episode, a match that I believe is custom designed to be the most anti-Jumping Bomb Audio match ever put together.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
So you'll have to give us a listen to find out what that is. But before we get into everything, let's do the plugs. Of course, you can now follow us, as you know, on Blue Sky at J-Bomb Audio. You can also follow both Kelly and me on Blue Sky as well, at Comic Geek Kelly for Kelly and at TayMambo for me. Subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice, and if that app of choice is Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate a 5-star rating and review. And if you're feeling extra generous, you can donate to the show at redcircle.com/shows/jumping-bomb-audio. So no in-depth show review this week. Wasn't really anything that called out to either Kelly or me, but we did watch some matches this week, so we will go over those. We'll start in the world of Stardom. On April 2nd, they had a Corican Hall show, a title match, and some other big singles matches. The Future of Stardom title match, Hina retaining the title against Tabata. And then the two big singles matches, a big farewell singles match for Mina Shirakawa losing to Micah in 19 minutes and 39 seconds. Kelly, what were your thoughts on this match?
This was a really nice match. Like, it was very clearly two good friends saying goodbye to each other in the ring. And it was very sweet. Like, it was a hard-fought match with just it felt like, you know, there's the real emotions there. So that it was nice. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's not like, oh my God, an in-ring classic. But if you're a fan of either of these two, it's definitely worth a watch.
Also, still a little bit shocking to hear Stardom crowds get really into a match after 3 years of silence.
Yeah.
So it was exciting to hear them chanting for Mina in this match. I like that. And then the main event, Tom Nakano defeating Sayori Ano in 18 minutes and 35 seconds. The Wrestling Observer went 4.5 stars. Kelly, what did you think of it?
I was also at 4.5. This match, my goodness. Some of the loudest slaps I've ever heard in a match. just straight up sounding like whip cracks is just wild. Two absolute maniacs here. It was awesome.
I was a little bit below. I went 4.25, but still very good. The slaps were big. I'm assuming Tom's going all out in these last few matches because she doesn't have that many left.
Yeah.
So emptying the tank, Sayori, always great. So definitely one to check out. I think those two singles matches are definitely ones to check out from that show. On the 6th, there was a Mina Shirakawa gauntlet match. Kelly, I know you watched that as well.
Yeah, it was fun. Like this, I had the realization when I was watching it that it's like, this isn't for the fans. This is for them. Like everyone looked like they were having so much fun. And it really came across just how universally beloved Mina seems to be in this locker room. Like, it was just a very fun kind of celebration of a match. So it was a lot of fun. And now, actually, that I'm talking, I remembered I saw some Joshi this past week.
Oh, that's right. You were at the old Windy City Riot.
Windy City Riot. I forgot to put that on the notes. I saw the match between Mina and Azumi, and it was very good until they gave it a non-finish, and the crowd was genuinely very upset. The crowd was super into those two. Like, they got huge pops, and the crowd was really into the match, and then the non-finish happened, and everyone was very mad. But it was a real good time.
Well, there you go. What else has been going on? Marigold had a show on April 12th. Victoria Yuzuki retained the Superfly title against Rhea Seto. I have not seen that yet. I will say Cage Match has one single rating for that match, which is a 3 out of 10.
Wow.
So I don't know how hopeful I am for that match, but it happened. Yuzuki retaining that title there. Oz had a big show, very newsworthy. 3 different title changes on the show, and that might not even be the biggest news of the show. Kakaru defeating Itsuki Aoki and Ram Kaichou to win the Pioneer 3-way title. Mako Satomura and Sona Kokato defeated Chikaya Nagashima and Mayumi Ozaki in a tag team match. And then Sona Kokato announcing that she will be retiring coming up this year. I guess it's Joshi retirement season.
It really is.
Tei Hanma also announcing that she's retiring. Kato, we'll talk about soon in Tokyo Joshi, some retirement announcements going on, so I guess it's that time. I don't know. It's going to be very strange in the world of independent Joshi. I mean, Sona Kokato is like Oz Academy. When you think of 5 people from Oz Academy, I mean, she's certainly in that 5. And now retiring. So,
are the first 2 Ozaki and Police?
Yes. Well, the first 4 are Police.
Yeah.
And then it's Sona Kokato. But then 2 big title changes, Kohaku and Tsubasa Kuragaki defeating FWC, Hazuki, and Koguma to win the titles there. I have a theory on why that happened, which we'll talk about shortly. And then in the main event, Sayori Ano defeating Ryo Mizunami in 17 minutes and 42 seconds to win the Oz Academy open weight title. So a big title change there, and one Stardom team loses the title and one Stardom person wins a title. Although I guess Sayori is still sort of independent. She's much more independent.
Yeah.
Than the other. So not as much, but speaking of retirements, in Tokyo Joshi, Yoshiko Hasegawa Yappi announcing that she will be retiring. A little bit of a disappointment, because we've talked about her on the show, that we were glad to have her in Tokyo Joshi and that sort of mid-card, and now she won't be in that mid-card.
Mm-hmm. I really think it might just come down to she saw like, oh, that push isn't coming, at least for a very long while. I think I'm getting out now.
Yeah. Well, I believe there was some, I don't remember if it was an interview or someone tweeted this, but said that when she originally made the move, she was thinking of retiring, then was convinced to come to Tokyo Joshi. And so maybe it was, you know, she was like, oh, I'll try this, and then thought, no, I'm good. I'm good with this, and I'll just retire. And she said, you know, seeing other people retiring made her think. So another retirement in Joshi. It's, I guess, spring is sprung and retirements are happening. The weather gets nicer and people are like, I don't want to be inside wrestling.
I got to go outside.
Forget this. So that a bit sad. Sendai Girls had a show on April 3rd. Mako Sanamura taking an L, a rare L, although we'll talk about another one soon, being defeated by Minoru Suzuki. Kelly, I know you watched this one. What were your thoughts on that?
It was a lot of, like, I want to say shtick, but kind of. Like, Suzuki was beating the hell out of Satomura and was, like, fighting off other members of the roster and stuff, and he was just, in general, being the big villain he is. So it was a lot of outside interference from the other Sendai Girls roster members, and then he just beat Satomura. Like, it was fine. It was a fun match. It wasn't anything you needed to go out of your way to see. It was definitely one of the weaker matches from Satomura's retirement road, I think. But also, I could see it kind of being like her still resting a little bit following that pretty brutal match against Hashimoto for the title.
I think Suzuki at this point has about one good serious match in him every 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm. And he's using all those in DDT at the moment for the title.
So that's what it feels like to me. I actually saw one of them when he faced Homicide in GCW, which was very good. But it feels like most of these now have become very shtick. Mm-hmm. So sort of a bummer, but I guess not surprising to see this one be shtick when, you know, I think it would be hard to do a more serious match with a very small woman.
Yeah.
Facing off, even though they're both, I mean, are they, how similar in age are they?
They've got to be pretty close.
I would think so. When did Suzuki debut? 90.
Let's see. Suzuki is 56.
Okay. So Satomura is younger than
Satomura is 45.
She's how old?
45.
No. You keep cutting off, but I'm assuming you're saying 45.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You were like, "Bruh," and I was, "How old?" "Bruh," and I was like, "Okay, 45. We'll go with 45. Yeah, that makes sense, because I was thinking of it because she debuted around the 2000s. She's been wrestling for 25 years. So she would have been a teen.
Yeah.
Late teens. So 45 makes sense. But anyway, that was Sendai Girls. Ice Ribbon having some news going on. Akane Fujita defeated Shigehiro Irie to retain the Fantast Ice title. And Kelly, we're always talking about Ice Ribbon maybe closing their doors, maybe, you know, downsizing, but let me tell you some news that it has been announced that there will be Pro Wrestling Venus, which will be a new project launched by Ice Ribbon, debuting on May 9th, which will take place at the dojo. It will be a theatrical series and stage show with the story of, quote, wrestlers struggling to make their debut and running around to launch a new group, whatever that means.
Oh, you know, they're just running around doing stuff. It's their version of the walk and talk.
There will be performances on May 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, which will all have the same script, but will feature different wrestling matches as part of the event.
What the hell?
Yeah. There will also be one episode performances in July, September, and November with the actresses slash trainees showing their growth. The initial cast will feature Tsukina Umina, Kirari Wakana, and Hikari Minami, former original Ice Ribbon roster member, and Hikari Shimizu is helping out. Thank you, by the way, to Facebook Ribbon for this information, who put this all together. I don't really understand it. It seems like competition for actress girls.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess if you're Ice Ribbon and everyone keeps quitting your wrestling company, maybe you're like, oh, let's try this other thing.
I don't understand running the same show with different matches.
Well, I think it's like an episode of TV, and then you're showing reruns, but the matches are different.
I guess.
I also don't understand how the matches are going to... It seems to me like the matches will almost be like the commercials.
Yeah, or it's like maybe the characters go to see a wrestling show.
Maybe. Just because it says they're struggling to make their debut and running around trying to launch a new group. It doesn't say the group is launched, and so the wrestling matches are part of the group.
Yeah.
I also don't understand, there will also be one episode performances
in maybe July, that, September, and November. Maybe those ones will be, they just show, they do the one showing instead of the four.
Maybe. We'll see, or maybe we won't see. Knowing some of these things, it will maybe never air.
Probably so, not.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting as Ice Ribbon. Ice Ribbon is not closing, they're expanding. So no fear, everyone. It's all fine. In Diana on April 6th, Nanami and Rina Amakura defeated Ayako Sato and Hanako Nakamori, as well as Yuki Miyazaki and Yuko Sakurai, to win the Diana tag team titles in that three-way match. Marvelous saw a visit from Meiko Satomura, where she lost another loss to Takumi Aroha. Kelly, what were your thoughts on that match?
Honestly, I was disappointed by this match. It wasn't bad, but it was very unremarkable. And when it ended, I was just kind of left with, well, what happened? Where was the great match I was expecting? And it was fine. It was a fine match, but with those two, I expected a lot more. Like, I probably rated it at like 3.5, which is a major disappointment for those two.
Yeah, well, maybe Meiko is saving, at this point, close enough, maybe saving it in the tank for the retirement match.
And I don't blame her, to be honest.
Yeah. She's wrestled a lot of matches.
Yeah.
And after being in WWE, where she wrestled like once every 6 months.
Yeah.
So, Wave had a couple of shows on April 1st. Maika Ozaki and Tai Hanma, who announced that she is retiring later this year, defeated Yuki Miyazaki and Yuko Sakurai to win the tag titles. And Saya Kamatani retained the Regina DeWave title match against Hanika. John of Wrestling Omakase was at that show. I believe they tweeted about it, I think. So if you want thoughts there, visit their Twitter. But unfortunately, the win for Saya Kamatani meant we got another Regina DeWave title match. Saya Kamatani defeating Sakura Hirota in 21 minutes and 57 seconds.
That's far too long.
Kelly, how much would I need to pay you to watch that match?
Honestly, not as much as you would think, because I've really enjoyed Saya's Wave stuff. So it might be all right.
A 22-minute Sakura Hirota match.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Anyway, But Saya Kamitani remains the Regina de Wave champion. And Kelly, what was happening the past 2 weeks in Choco Pro?
Choco Pro had one of their bigger shows on the March 31st, had two title matches for the tag titles. We saw new champions with the team of Bellflower, which is Makoto and Sayaka, dethroning Antonio Honda and Tokiko Kirihara. The Reign of Darkness is over. And then in the main event, Mei Suruga successfully defended the Super Asia title against Chie Koshikawa.
Great. So that is everything that happened in the past 2 weeks. But what is happening coming up? Well, what isn't happening coming up, frankly? We will start with shows happening in Japan in the next 2 weeks. Stardom has a show at Korakuen Hall on April 24th. And then that will lead into All-Star Grand Queendom on April 27th for Stardom. That will take place in Yokohama at the Yokohama Arena. And the card is as follows. First match will be the Cosmic Angels Trio. Sayori Ano, Natsupoi, and Aya Sakura will face off against Meiko Satomura, Mika Iwata, and Yuna, certain to be Meiko's last ever appearance in Stardom, as her retirement show will be 2 days later. Rina will face off against Yumika Hoda in a singles match, and then it is titles all the way up. Hina will defend the Future of Stardom title against Rane Yagami. Chihiro Hashimoto will defend the Sendai Girls World title against Mika. Starlight Kid will defend the Wonder of Stardom title against Azumi. In the tag team division, Wingori, Hanan, and Saeeda will defend their titles against FWC, Hazuki, and Koguma. Mayu Iwatani will defend the IWGP women's title against Shuri. And in the main event, it will be career versus career for the World of Stardom title. Saya Kamitani, the champion, defending against Tom Nakano. The loser will retire from all of wrestling forever.
Man, it's going to be so fucked up when Saya loses.
That would be crazy. Kelly, my theory, I said I had a theory about FWC losing the Oz titles earlier. I think they're going to win the Stardom titles, tag titles, and that's why they had to lose Oz, because they won't be able to lose after they become Stardom tag champions.
That would make sense. Yeah.
It seems to me no reason to move them unless Stardom went to Oz and was like, they're not going to be able to lose for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So move your titles. A very exciting card.
This card rules, and I think I saw something about there being, I don't know if it was actually made official yet or not, that there's going to be a singles match between Suzu Suzuki and Mei Sierra as well.
Ah, okay.
So another killer match.
Yeah, great match. Really looking, you know, Starlight Kid, Azumi have had some...
Gonna be good.
Bangers. Mayu and Sierra, really, it's all good to me. There's
yeah.
really not... I mean, Rina Yumika Hoda, I don't know what that match is going to look like. It may not be great.
Yeah, even that's not going to be great. But yeah, it's going to be something where it's like, well, let's see what the hell this is.
Do we think it's Rani Yagami O'Clock?
Maybe. I hope so.
Future, I think it could be. I think maybe it should be. So yeah, a really great card there. It'll be interesting because I feel like so much attention, even in the Joshi world, is on this WrestleMania weekend, and then a week later is this gigantic Stardom show.
Yeah, this show, which has a very good shot at being show of the year.
Yeah. So that is what's going on in Japan for Stardom. Seedling has one of their smaller shows on April 15th. Kelly, you'll be happy to know Ka Kadita and Na Sudita will be having a mask versus mask match, meaning that one of them will unmask.
Can it end in like double DQ or double countout so they both have to unmask and we can finally be done with this?
Oh, well, I was going to say it's going to end in a double DQ and neither of them are going to unmask.
Yeah, that's entirely possible too.
Kelly's favorite running storyline in all of wrestling, the mask.
It's not even that
I hate it.
It's just like, we're still doing this, huh?
We're doing it and we're adding to it. We're building on it. Also,
is this how people react to my bits?
I don't know.
Kelly, maybe. You got to stop doing Triple H voice and I do it forever.
Maybe we'll have to poll the audience. which is worse, Ka Kadita or Kelly's Triple H voice? Although you haven't done that in a while on this show, at least.
No. So,
last was Stone Cold. So, also, Rena will be on that ceiling show. She will take on Miria Koga in a singles match there. Tokyo Joshi, once they get back from America, they will have a show on April 26th. Of course, that show will not have Miyu Yamashita or Maki Ito, who are staying in the States after the American shows. Not shocking there, but that's what's happening. Marigold has a Corican Hall show on April 25th. There will be a Mirai Utami tag, sort of a road to tag match with them, as Utami said that Mirai had to win some matches before getting a shot at her title. And there will be a Twin Star title match, Darkness Revolution. Misa Matsui and Chiaki will face the champions, Nanae Takahashi and Sari Yamaoka there. And on the 27th, the return of Jungle Kiona.
Hell yeah.
Who will take on Nanae Takahashi in a singles match that I have no idea what that will look like.
But that's how you juice up the mid-card of Marigold. If you can get Kiona to stick around.
I will also say that they do have a show tomorrow where they are bringing in a lot of outside talent.
Good.
And so I'm thinking they're bringing in Hashimoto. They're bringing in Rina Yamashita. Momoe Nakanishi is back because I think she's getting ready. She's getting working herself up to Nanai's retirement match. So it does seem maybe they figured out that they should bring in some good wrestlers to help their rookies.
I'm glad Rossi's been listening to us.
Also, Bozilla had her last match for at least for now in Marigold yesterday. She had to go home because of family illness. So that, I would say also a loss. So maybe that's also why they decided to bring in some people. Yeah. So yeah. Sendai Girls has a show on April 26th. Wave has a show on April 20th. The only match announced for that so far, Yuki Miyazaki versus Masato Tanaka in a hardcore match. So that should be good. And now we've gotten to all the other shows. You thought that just WrestleMania weekend was the only thing out of the ordinary in the next 2 weeks. Well, you'd be wrong. Kano has an anniversary show at Corican Hall on April 15th. There will be an exhibition match, Kano versus Mako Satomura.
Cool.
And then a tag match, Minoru Suzuki and Hiroyo Matsumoto versus Manabu Soya and Chihiro Hashimoto.
I'm so happy we're seeing more and more weird produce shows.
Yeah. We certainly are. And you're about to hear about even more of them.
I know. I'm so happy.
Although maybe you'll regret saying that because maybe you'll say this is too weird.
There is one.
Fortune Dream 10 will happen on April 16th. That will feature a Joshi match. Team 200 Kilogram, Chihiro Hashimoto, and you will face off against Mako Satomura and Sari.
That's going to be fucking awesome.
in that match, so that should be good. The Tenryu Project is running a show on April 25th. Dash Chizako will team with Kamiya Hideyoshi to take on Kohaku and Shigehiro Irie. But then, the big match, Chigusa Nagayo will team with Mako Satomura to face off against Yuna and Senka Akatsuki. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Teaming, that will only be 4 days before Mako's retirement. So really squeezing these matches in. And then Unagi Sayaka is producing her own show at Sumo Hall on April 26th. That will feature Sayori Ano, Unagi Sayaka herself, and Risa Serra facing off against Daisuke Sakamoto, Shinya Aoki, and a mystery partner of theirs. And then the match designed.
Oof.
Just for me and Kelly.
Oof.
Seigo Tachibana and Kurishio Tokyo, Japan will take on the Jumping Bomb Audio All-Star Team of Sakura Hirota and Natsuka Tora.
What? Why? Why? Who asked for this?
I mean, I can't imagine any... Now, what if Kakadita was in the team?
Yeah, replace Tachibana with Kakadita, and there we go. Because I do genuinely enjoy Seigo Tachibana. And I hate that he's linked forever now with Jiro.
Yes.
Jiro's going to run all the way around Sumo Hall.
Oh, the match is going to take like 15 minutes to start.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be a 2 out of 3 falls.
Well, because you know what's going to happen. I just thought of this. I hadn't even thought of this. He's going to come out and do the intro, and then Hirota's going to come out dressed as him and do his intro again.
You're right. You're right.
And she's going to run around the whole building.
Oh, that's cursed.
The show will be 4 hours, and 1.5 hours of it will just be them running around the building before their match starts. So yes, an interesting show running Sumo Hall. We'll see how it goes.
I hope it's a success.
So do I. I mean, I hope every show is a, I hope every show that ever runs is a success.
Yeah. But like this one in particular, I really want this to work out for Unagi.
I think it would be very cool if it did. It's very ambitious. So we'll
I hope
see.
It destroys that, Bloodsport show.
All right, but the main event of this episode of Jumping Bomb Audio, it's Joshi Mania. That's
Joshi
right.
Joshi Mania, baby. Woo!
Point to the sign. It is WrestleMania weekend, and WrestleMania weekend has really become the stomping ground of Joshi wrestling over the last few years, and none more than this year, where... there's absolutely a ton of things happening.
And most assuredly, there will be more announced after we record.
Yes, I'm sure there will be. As between me pasting this into our notes and recording this episode, more things were announced.
Yeah.
So we may be missing some things that get announced in the next 12 hours or so, but that's life. So... Wednesday, we start all the way back on Wednesday, April 16th. The Dragon Gate USA returns.
The Rebirth.
With Dragon Gate USA, the Rebirth. That will be taking place at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Kelly, you are at a slight advantage to me, being in the central time zone.
Yeah, it's still not going to be great, though.
Because some of these shows, looking at the times they're happening... I'm thinking I'm not staying up for this.
No, absolutely not. But I will catch the replay.
11 p.m. on a Wednesday, that I can do. This show will be on Triller as part of the Triller TV Plus package. And it will be a Stardom offer match, Starlight Kid and Azumi teaming up to take on Natsuka Tora and Konami in that match. Should be good. I'm sure everyone can read my mind as to my thoughts, but should be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Should be enjoyable and very early in the week where they may come in and actually have the energy and stamina to give a good match. That is a concern with some of these things where people are wrestling five or six times where I'm like, ooh, by Saturday, we may be seeing some interesting things.
And at the very least, Izumi is already here in the States, so she won't be jet lagged.
Oh, there you go. That's true as well. So that is the singular Joshi match happening on Wednesday, the 16th. But then on Thursday, April 17th, we really get into it. It starts at noon Pacific time with Pandemonium Pro Wrestling. The house always wins. I believe currently this has not been announced as airing anywhere. Seems likely based on they've been doing pretty good promotion, I feel like, for this show. So I feel like maybe it shows up on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
Feels like one of those shows where, like, in 2 days, they'll say, hey, we're airing here.
Once they figure out exactly what the Wi-Fi situation in the venue is, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I hope it makes tape because we will be seeing the Jeff Jarrett theme song come to life. That's right. My world. My world. Will face off against Miyu Watanabe. A match. I hope it makes tape because I would like to see this match.
Yeah, she was on the the Spark show last year, right? Maya World. She was the tryout.
Yeah, wasn't she the person we liked?
I think so.
And I feel like she has gotten good reviews. So I feel like when this was announced, people who know her were like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah. So I hope this does make tape.
Hope it makes tape. That would be great. Would love to see it. But that is our first show on Thursday, the 17th. Then also happening at noon Pacific time, Stardom American Dream 2025 in Sin City. Sin City is, I guess, the name for day one of the 2 day Stardom shows. As I said, happening at noon Pacific time. This will be on Triller, but will not be part of the Triller TV Plus package. You can get this show for $20, $19.99, or you can get this show and the next day show for a combination $25, $24.99. So seems like very logical just to buy both shows.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Stardom doing the classic WrestleMania weekend thing where they have not announced any matches at all yet.
They learned from Rossi.
They learned we'll probably see pictures of them landing in Las Vegas and we'll immediately get the cards.
Bare minimum, it'll be a best of 15 series between Izumi and Mina Shirakawa.
And then Izumi versus Mast. What would it be?
What was she? Dynamite Princess, right?
Oh, that's true. We could see that. That's right. How many alter egos do the two of them have? but scheduled to appear, Hanan, Sayada, Hazuki, Micah, Mina Shirakawa, Hanako, Shuri, Starlight Kid, Izumi, Suzu Suzuki, Natsuka Tora, Momo Watanabe, Konami, and Tekla, all scheduled to appear there. Then also on Thursday, we move to 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. On High Spots TV, it will be from WrestleCon, the Mark Hitchcock Memorial Super Show, which will feature, as they called it, the match people have been demanding for years. It's Mickie James versus Maki Ito.
Yeah, like every day I'm just tweeting out into the ether, like, you know, We really need a Mickey James Maki Ito match.
I mean, go back to our reviews on this show. How many Tokyo Joshi shows have we watched where we said, I liked it, but it would have been better if Mickey James were in the match?
All the time. We're saying it all the time. We're
saying it all the time. But it's the super show, so it'll be goofy. I
want to know if anyone has ever like thought of this matchup prior to the announcement of this match. Has there ever been anyone who's like, damn, I would love to see that?
I don't know that I'd ever think of it just because I'm okay.
No, I would never put those two in the same conversation. And it's not like one of them is bad or what. It's just, in what world do those two cross paths?
I mean, I would almost be like, I would think more of like Maki Ito versus Kelly Kelly, because you could do the Kelly Kelly ECW character and have Maki get mad at her and be like, stop doing this. At least there I can see a bit. I'm like, what bits are they going to do in this match? I guess Maki's going to wear a cowboy hat, right?
Probably, yeah.
Is Mickey James going to come out with the crotchless pants?
Possibly.
So maybe Maki will do something with the crotchless pants.
Now I'm just searching for possible mentions of this match ever on Twitter.
I believe if two wrestlers have ever existed, there is at least one person in the world who's been like, I wish they would face off.
I have seen two people, one person who was like, hey, they could, Mickey James and Maki Ito could be in the Women's Casino Battle Royal. So they would have crossed paths there, possibly.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, there's no one was asking for this.
People are not banging down, but now they are, because when they announced it, people were saying woohoo.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the Joshi match at the Memorial Super Show, also at 3 p.m. also on High Spots TV, counter-programming themselves. Will be West Coast Pro Wrestling's Vegas Vacation. That will feature a West Coast Pro women's title match. The champion, Johnny Robbie, will face off against the great Sakuya, which will be interesting. Is this Sakuya's only weekend booking?
In that gimmick, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean, as the great Sakuya.
Yeah, as far as I can tell. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out for something like the clusterfuck.
Could be. Although I feel like there would be, I feel like the energy, someone would say something shitty in the clusterfuck.
Well, yeah.
If they came out, like someone in the crowd would say something sexist.
Well, yeah.
I think. Especially now that GCW's crowd is slowly morphed into the opposite of what they used to be. They are now all cop callers and not shot callers.
Yeah.
As they work heavily with WWE.
Yeah.
Anyway, at 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, still on Thursday, is Spark Joshi. Their show, Lady Luck, which will be on Triller as a separate $19.99 purchase. Scheduled to appear but not announced in matches yet are Saki, Momo Watanabe, Azumi, Aja Kong, Kyoko Inoue, Brittany Brooks, Brittany Blake, Danny Moe, Maya World, Nightshade, and Jocelyn Navarro. The matches announced for this show, Starlight Kid will team with Jada Stone to take on Shuri and Zoe Lucas. Ram Kaichow will defend her Spark Joshi Pacific Championship against Vert Vixen.
The Vertical Vixen.
And the Spark Joshi World title will be on the line as Hazuki takes on Lena Cross. So still a lot to be announced for that show yet. Very interesting to me to put that as a separate pay-per-view.
Yeah. But I think they've always done it that way, right?
Well, have they been on Triller before?
I feel like I bought their show last year.
But I feel like it was on some random...
Let me look at my Triller purchase history, because it should be in there.
I feel like it was on some random other streaming service that what did cost something, but was it on Triller?
I don't know. I opened my Triller app and it's like, hey, you need to update before you can use this. So I'm currently updating.
Cool.
I would argue for this show that Lena Cross might be the true vertical vixen. She's very tall.
That is true. She is very tall. But again, I just want to be clear. We don't know that VERT stands for vertical.
Spark Joshi Trailblaze was on Triller.
Okay. Was it 1999?
Can I find that out? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't see what the price was in the purchase history.
But again, we have never received confirmation that the VERT in VERT Vixen stands for vertical.
I mean, it's gotta.
It could stand for vertigo.
Vertigo Vixen.
Yeah, because she hit you so hard, you'll get vertigo.
She just spins you around.
Wee!
Oh, she should use the airplane spin as her finishing move.
There you go. Look at this. Let us book wrestling.
Let us book Vertical Vixen.
2025, do an airplane spin as your finish. It'll get over big. Still on Thursday, Game Changer Wrestling presents Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 13. It's insane to me that there have been 13 Bloodsports. That will be at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That will be on Triller as part of the Triller TV Plus package. And I would say three of the most interesting matches of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Shayna Baszler will take on Konami.
That'll probably rule.
That actually probably will be a lot of fun. No, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying they're very interesting.
But like that's a, like, I'm putting a pin for like potential one of the best matches of the weekend.
Carmen Petrovic will take on Micah. Kelly, how many Carmen Petrovic matches have you watched?
Most likely none, unless I've forgotten some.
I think I'm also at zero, so I have no idea what this match will be like.
Is she like a regular wrestler, or is she MMA
I believe
person?
I think she's a WWE NXT.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Superstar.
Yeah, okay.
Does she wrestle regularly?
Let me check her cage match. I have never seen this person in my life. She has had a total of 77 matches.
Okay. Does she have a... When they announced, does she have a... Oh, she has working... a karate. She has a karate background.
She's on a 2-match win streak.
Oh, and her nickname is Gold-Blooded.
Oh.
Hmm. Oop. First review on Cage Match is problematic. not going to read that one out loud. Moving on. It looks like a lot of sixes.
Yeah.
On Cage Match. 23 sevens, 17 sixes, 15 fives. 6.16. Anyway, I have no idea what this will be like. Could it be good? It could be.
It might be.
Mike is in it. It could be bad.
Best of
and
luck,
speaking
Mike.
Of speaking of could be good and good could be bad, Natty Neidhart will face off against Miyu Yamashita. Kelly?
What a bizarre match.
Very strange. Although it totally makes sense to me that if Natty Neidhart was like, yeah, I'll work Bloodsport, that she would work Miyu.
Yeah. Do we think Natty's going to be any good at this style?
Here's the thing, and I think we've talked about this before. I don't think anyone is good at this style.
Well, yeah.
I think there's like maybe two people on Earth who are good at this style, and they're never on Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Because what Bloodsport has become is we're doing wrestling with no ropes.
Yeah.
Like, it is not UWFI style, you know. Like, who would probably be good? Like, I don't know, Shinya Aoki?
Yeah, I mean, Shayna and Konami will probably both do well.
Yeah, my fear, though, is always, as is the case, like, with the when Stardom all of a sudden was like, we'll do UWF rules matches all the time.
Where's Saki Kashima on this show?
The shooter. Is that the people who like do MMA the most are the worst at doing the fake style because they're like, well, I can't do any of my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to just punch you in the face.
I feel like Shayna was really good last year. I don't remember who she wrestled, but I remember liking that match quite a bit. Was it against Masha?
Oh, it might have been. Yeah. So I don't know, but I'm just saying I go into these blood sport matches like expecting nothing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I used to get really hyped for them to be like, oh, this is going to be great. And then so many of them turned into, we're doing a 7-minute wrestling match where one person gets knocked out at the end, quote, that I was like, no. So
remember that year they had Masashi Takeda versus Jonathan Gresham?
Yes.
That was awesome.
But anyway, that's Bloodsport number 13. Hopefully it won't be unlucky 13. I don't know. Who cares? Marvelous Pro Wrestling will have their own show at 11 p.m. Pacific time. I may stay up because I may stay up for this one. 2 a.m., no problem. But a very good card. Masha Slamovich will take on Ai Hosan. Sadie Gibbs, Maria, and Riko Kawahata will take on Sandra Moon, Unagi Sayaka, and Nightshade. Nyla Rose will face off against Sora Ayami. Aja Kong will face off against the rookie Senka Akatsuki. Johnny Robbie and Takumi Aroha will face off against Siri and Zara Zocker. And Maya World is back to face off against Rina Yamashita. There's also a very good preview of this show on the Voices of Wrestling site by Alex Richards, if you want more on this. But a very good and very marvelous card.
Yeah. And getting Siri on the card is really cool, too.
I think Aja and Senka could be very good.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to that one. But the tag as well with Johnny Robbie and Aroha against Yuri and Zara Zocker could be very good. So
the finish
really,
of that match is 100% Zara Zocker pins Johnny Robbie.
Probably. Although Johnny Robbie is like isn't she like a multiple champion?
But Zara Zocker is WWE ID.
But that doesn't mean they can't lose, supposedly.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
I think it's going to be Takumi Aroha and Siri double TKO. I don't know. What's a weird finish that I can book? But yeah, definitely a show I'm looking forward to. Really exciting to have Marvelous at WrestleMania. Look, I wish it was not happening in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
that's probably my only complaint, but I think that should be a super fun show. I hope that this leads to, I hope they get good attendance because I would love for them to run America more.
That would be frankly. Cool.
And that is all. That's all. Just, you know, many, many matches for Thursday. So what's happening on Friday? Okay. What's happening on Friday? Tokyo Joshi will have a show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. This will be part of the Triller TV Plus package. That show will have Yuki Arai versus Ariso Endo. Shino Suzuki, Rika Tatsumi, and Vert Vixen will take on Viva Van, Raku, and Yuki Aeno. Maki Ito will team with Zara Zocker to take on Pom Paler, Pom Harajuku, and Max the Impaler. Masha Slamovich will go one-on-one with Miyu Watanabe. And then there will be three title matches. The International Princess Championship, Suzume will defend against Jada Stone. Shoko Nakajima and Hyper Masao will defend their newly won tag titles against Yuki Kamifuku and Wakana Uehara. And it will be Mizuki versus Miyu Yamashita for the Princess of Princess title in the main event. Kelly, I think we said it last year when Tokyo Joshi had a show. I said, I wish they would present more of a big time Tokyo Joshi show on these shows.
This is a big Kurikan.
This is it. Yes. This would be like a top tier Kurikan Hall show.
Yeah, like this card is killer.
There's also a good preview of this on Voices of Wrestling, the Voices of Wrestling website by Alex Richards. Very good. Jada Stone possibly winning the International Princess title, maybe because Tokyo Joshi is returning for Y'all In.
Oh, yeah, you might as well.
On Y'all In weekend. So she could easily win it and drop it there. Do we think... I mean, I would highly doubt it's been announced Miyu returning to, I mean, staying in America after the show. I would highly doubt she wins the title here.
Yeah, I think Mizuki beats her.
So, but should be a very good show. Very excited. Thank you, whoever from Tokyo Joshi listens to this podcast, for doing what we asked. Should be an excellent, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
Then Stardom has their second show. That is American Dream 2025 in the Neon City. That will be at noon Pacific time on Friday. Again, part of the Triller. You can buy one for $19.99 or two, both of them, for $25. Again, no matches announced, but it will be the same scheduled to appear, as I said before. I won't run through them again. But we will see what those shows look like. I have no idea. At 3 p.m. Pacific time, WrestleCore will feature Fear and WrestleCore in Las Vegas. Not sure that that one's making tape, but that one will have El Fantasmo versus Maki Ido.
A match everyone's been asking for.
I think the only thing that would make this match better if it was a three-way with Mickey James.
Oh, you're so right.
Deadlock Pro Wrestling will have title fight in Vegas at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Don't know if this is airing live. You would have to assume it will be on their streaming service at some point. TBD. That will feature two Joshi matches. Danny Luna will take on Takumi Aroha in a proving ground match for the DPW women's title, I believe, if Takumi Aroha, what's the stipulation? If she wins, she gets a title?
Yeah, if she wins or lasts through the time limit, she gets the title shot.
Right. And then Masha Slamovich will team with Queen Aminata to take on the magenta duo of Maria and Riko Kawahata. That one should be very good. Game Changer Wrestling has Joey Janela's Spring Break 9 at 7 p.m. Pacific time as part of Triller TV Plus. That will have a JCW World title match. The champion, Masha Slamovich, will defend against Suzu Suzuki.
You got to assume that's going to turn into a death match.
Yes. I don't know that much about JCW. Aren't all of their title matches hardcore or something? Or am I making that up?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I assume it's the way GCW rules are, where it's just like, whatever the fuck happens, happens.
Yeah. But should be a good match.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Also, Dragon Gate and Pro Wrestling Revolution will present the Gate of Revolution at 8 p.m. Pacific time on Triller TV, plus one Joshi match there. Charisma and Hayan will team up to face Hanan and Saeeda Wingori. Should be a very good match.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm just repeating myself, but it should be.
There's a lot of good matches on this weekend.
There's a couple of
freak show matches, but for the most part, we got some good matches.
New Texas Pro Wrestling will present Texas Hold'em at 10 p.m. Pacific time. This the last Joshi featuring show of Friday. That will have one match. Not sure that this is making tape anywhere, but Hanako versus Kylie Rae.
What a bizarre match this is.
What a strange, yeah.
And like the Hanako is the only Stardom person booked on this show.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
And that is all for Friday. What is happening Saturday? Well, luckily Saturday, there's only a few, including Kelly putting on here WWE NXT Stand and Deliver. You do this every year to me.
I sure do.
And I disagree with you, but I will read the match because you are my friend. It's happening at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you. 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Perfect time. That will be on Peacock. The NXT Women's title, Stephanie Vaquer, will defend against Julia, Jordan Grace, and Jada Parker in a four-way match. Is it elimination?
I doubt it.
Well, I guess Julia's in the match, who She's was there. Once a Joshi wrestler.
She was.
At 2 p.m. Pacific on Saturday, it will be Tokyo Joshi versus DDT versus GCW on Triller TV+. Masha Slamovich will team with Konosuke Takeshita to face off against Miyu Yamashita and Shinya Aoki.
That's a cool match.
Interesting match there. Dark Sheik, Daisuke Sasaki, and Illusion will face off against Marcus Mathers, Shoko Nakajima, and Super Crazy.
That is maybe the most Fire Pro match of the weekend so far.
Marcus Mathers, Shoko Nakajima, and Super Crazy is insane.
What do they talk about?
And Antonio Honda will team with Rika Tatsumi to face off against Kid Bandit and Shota. Also on that show. And then finally, we have reached the end, although it may not quite be the end for a little bit. Game Changer Wrestling, Joey Janela, Spring Break, Clusterfuck Forever at 11 p.m. Pacific time on Triller TV+. If there's any show that you stay up till 3 in the morning for, it's the Clusterfuck.
Yep.
Currently announced for the Clusterfuck, Jai Vidal, Unagi Sayaka, Nasty Leroy, Super Crazy, Human Tornado, Tara Zepp, Santana Jackson, The Real Deal, Zeta Steel, Tommy Invincible, Paul London, Tombstone Jesus, The Warlord, Invisible Man, Brooke Havoc, Nate Webb, Dan Barry, Masha Slamovich, Bodie Young Prodigy, Bam Sullivan, Dustin Thomas, Kid Bandit, Big Effin' Joe, and Dr. Redacted.
What a group of people.
That was fun. But anyway, that is everything currently announced. Just
I'm predicting the final two of that match to be Unagi Sayaka versus Big Effin' Joe.
All right. Well, there may be. I'm assuming there will be more people in the match than this.
Most likely, yeah.
Although last year I know that they did announce, I think they announced it would be 75 people, and I believe 56 people got in the ring. So
yeah,
because I was keeping count. I remember that. But anyway, that's all. Just a few matches for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, just a couple.
But we will be back to talk about all of them next time on Jumping Bomb Audio. Kelly, I'll throw it over to you for Kelly's Corner.
Kelly's Corner is going to be watch some wrestling, because that's pretty much all we're going to be doing for the next 2 weeks, looking at our previews and stuff.
Yes, we are going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, like I had friends ask me if we could do something next week. And I was like, oh, no. It is WrestleMania weekend. I have to watch a lot of bad wrestling.
Yeah. It all balances out. This week, we didn't have that much to talk about. Next time, we'll have too much to talk about.
Yep.
So
you and heard like Kelly. We'll have that Stardom show too that we talked about what feels like forever ago.
That's correct. Yes. Only the biggest Stardom show of their year.
Yeah.
You know. Just that old thing.
Yeah.
But as Kelly says, watch some wrestling and we will be back with you again in 2 weeks' time for another great episode of Jumping Bomb Audio. For Kelly, I'm Taylor saying goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines. And we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voices of Wrestling Network.